Strange Adventure.
Gramps Freeman, the old sourdough, leaned heavily upon the bar of the saloon, watching the crowd of gold seekers and general riffraff that filled the place. The gold-hungry Klondike town of Dawson was filled with a milling cross-section of humanity. Gramps watched a tall young man shoulder his way to the bar. He was surprised, for Terry Lee was alone and drunk. The old prospector had known Terry Lee and his partner Dick North for some time, since before they had left for Aurora Gulch to prospect. The men had been good friends and were always together. Terry took a small moosehide bag from his pocket and tossed it to Pete the bartender.
Drinks for the house, Pete. Step up, gents. Name your poison.
After the drinks had been served, Pete poured some of Terry's gold onto the scales and handed the bag back. Gramps called the bartender aside.
Hey, Pete, tell me, what do you reckon's wrong with Terry? Never seen him get drunk like this before.
I don't know, Gramps, unless he's all broken up about Dick North.
What happened to Dick?
Well, about a week ago, Dick was found on the trail at the Barlow Hotel. He was dead. Somebody hit him over the head for that measly bag of gold he carried. Ever since then, Terry's been drinking and throwing his money around like a crazy fool.
I guess he can't stand to get back to the claim thinking about Dick all the time.
That must be a rich claim, too. Take a look at this gold.
Pete showed Gramps the gold he had taken from Terry's poke. It was heavy, coarse gold with a rich quartz encrustation. Not like the creek wash gold the other men had found. Terry was drinking and laughing with the crowd. Gramps then saw Sam Barlow, the hotel owner, place a fatherly arm about the young man's shoulder.
Say, son, I think you've had enough for one night. I better fix you up a room at my place. Come along before these scallywags pinches that poke you're carrying.
The next morning, Gramps was on the trail to his gold claim, but he couldn't get the mystery of Terry Lee's queer behavior out of his mind. What had caused Terry to drown his sorrow in whiskey instead of searching for the murderer of his friend Dick North? A season had passed when Gramps again visited Pete the bartender. The conversation soon got around to Terry Lee.
Oh, Terry? He's fine. Has been ever since they arrested Dick North's murderer.
When did that happen?
Right after you left. Terry left with Barlow to go to the hotel. They were on a dark street when Terry's hat fell off and he stooped to pick it up. As he did, Barlow raised his gun to conk Terry, but Terry was too quick. He was cold sober now. His tackle threw Barlow over. Terry marched him back into town, had him arrested for attempted murder and on suspicion of Dick's murder.
But there was no witnesses to Dick's murder.
Oh, yes, there was. It was a golden witness. The banker testified that Barlow had sold him some of Aurora Gulch gold, and the only other gold like it was that carried by Terry Lee.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Rescue Tug, our next tale of Strange Adventure.